from Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama is meeting with advisors on Islamic State advances, and Nigeria reports two new Ebola cases. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama is due to speak at this hour. He is meeting today with his national security advisors to discuss ways to combat the swift advance of Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Mr. Obama is considering airstrikes against militants in Syria, but the White House says that Mr. Obama is not expected to immediately announce any military action after his meeting. The president and his advisors, including his secretaries of states and defense, intelligence chiefs, and key military leaders, are set to meet in the Secure Situation Room at the White House. You can listen for the president's comments at voanews.com. Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says Russian boots are on the ground in his country. He commented today after the Ukrainian government said the southeastern border town of Novoazovsk was under Russian military control. Mr. Yatsenyuk said Moscow had sent armored vehicles, tanks, and troops into the region. The World Health Organization says Ebola could infect more than 20,000 people across West Africa by the time the outbreak is over. The UN agency gave its assessment today as it launched a $490 million campaign to fight the epidemic. It says it's killed over 1,500 people. The actual number of reported cases has topped 3,000, but added that the actual number could be 4 to 5 times higher. The majority of the infections have been in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. VOA News. The U.S. National Institutes of Health, meanwhile, says an experimental Ebola vaccine will be tested on humans beginning next week. An NIH statement released today says the early-stage testing will evaluate the vaccine's safety and ability to spark an immune system response in healthy adults. Dr. Fauci, the director of the NIH National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says a vaccine performed extremely well in protecting non-human primates from Ebola infection. Yemen's president is accusing Iran of provoking current unrest in his country. Edward Uranian reports.
A number of casualties were reported in fighting between the rebels and government forces in Jouf province overnight. It was part of a series of low-level clashes between Yemen's army and the Zaydi Shiite forces under Abdul Malik al-Houthi, who are moving toward Sana'a. Yemen's president, Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, is blaming Iran for inciting the conflict. The UN Security Council is scheduled to discuss the current conflict in Yemen on Friday. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Senior ministers from Australia, Malaysia, and China have expressed their determination to find flight MH370 that vanished in March. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The disappearance of flight MH370 is the biggest mystery in modern aviation history. A new deep-sea search covering more than 1 million square kilometres of the Indian Ocean is expected to start next month. So far, 87,000 square kilometres have been mapped in preparation for the full-scale search. Authorities said Thursday they further refined the search area based on analysis of a failed attempt to contact the airliner on March 8, the day it went missing. Australian officials are cautiously optimistic that ships using sophisticated tracking technology will eventually find the Boeing 777. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.
French President François Hollande is calling on the United Nations to provide exceptional support for Libya in order to help authorities there restore order in the country that has been fractured by militias and political infighting. Mr. Hollande said today in Paris that inaction could lead to the spread of terrorism. The U.S. economy is growing even faster than first thought. The Commerce Department reported today that the American economy advanced 4.2% in the April to June quarter, up from its earlier 4% estimate. Economists, meanwhile, are forecasting a 3% growth throughout the second half of this year and into the next year. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.